formerly in the past, before the introduction of these whales tools, they were using shellfish. There were three types of very rare shells. One is called lava, and the other one is called sawanga, and the third one is the bodo bodo. It's a small cowrie. They are very, very scarce, very hard to find.
And can you give us some examples of the types of ceremonies they were used in?
Fijian business was conducted with formality, elaborate ceremonies, and strict observations of ancient customs. There were appropriate ceremonies for every event of importance and for any one's instance of ruling for chiefs, approach and welcome of visitors of rank, presentations of property, feast, and first fruits, birth, coming of marriage, death, and burials, departure, return of war parties. So many stages in the building of the Okinawa events, of its maiden voyages, setting up a timber for temple, chief's house, etc.
How were tambua traditionally sourced? Where have people got them from?
Well, tambua were formerly, they were introduced to Fiji by the whalers. Formerly, they were using a wooden tambua, about 100, 200 years back.
Would you say that they are rare?
Very rare, very scarce. They're very scarce.
Have you ever heard of any robberies of tambua before? Is it a common thing or an uncommon thing in Fiji to hear about something like this?
No, very little.
If you go to a tourist shop or something like that, can you buy them, or are they that rare that you, a tourist or a visitor or even a Fijian who is looking to source one, can you purchase them anywhere?
Yeah, you can purchase them in a pawn shop, but they're very, very costly. Maybe about $300-$500, depends on the size.
And what makes them more valuable? What are the attributes that make a tambua more valuable than others?
Well, it depends on the size. If it's a big one, maybe $500. The small ones, maybe $150 or $200. Depends on the size.
Are there any regulations or laws that govern the sale of tambua at all?
They cannot be taken out. It's sort of like it's in a local ordinance. Fiji Museum is a trustee of artifacts, findings, or any. They cannot be taken out. It's sort of like our culture, heritage. In Fiji, we strive for the right to own them and not to be taken away from us.